Tim, are you sure you don't want to go through these sequentially?
Is that all right?
We're all over the place.
Well, I think you could just ask a question and we'll see if we can handle it.
All right. Okay, well, I'll open up on number two on the order.
Just two, and then we'll seek to answer those, and you can come back and ask further ones after that.
Yeah, well, this is on resolution two on the order.
Okay.
I think PwC generates about 5% of its total Australian revenue from Macquarie Bank and Macquarie Bank vehicles. It's pushing $50 million a year. And I know that our competitor, Babcock & Brown, has a policy which says that because Ernst & Young audits the headstock, Babcock & Brown, they can't audit any of the satellite funds. So, ironically, PwC ends up auditing most of the Babcock satellite funds. So I'm interested to know from you, Chairman, why we are on the governance low road here compared with Babcock's, in that we are allowing PwC to audit everything. I'm interested to know whether they audit MAG as well. And I'm also interested in hearing from the auditor himself. I'd like him to stand up and put his hand on his heart and say that he does firmly believe that Sydney Airport has doubled in value since we bought it, and that it is, does have an enterprise value of more than $11 billion, as the board and he has signed off on, and whether he thinks that he actually could put it on the market and sell it to someone for $11 billion in the current environment. Because based on the discount in the share price, you would have to assume that if that is not redressed, that there needs to be a substantial write-down in the carrying value, particularly of Sydney Airport. So is that something he'll be looking at as we come into the next audit period? Thank you.
I will certainly ask Mr. Barron to comment on PwC's independence. Could I also suggest that since you don't appear to be all that familiar with what the Australian analysts are saying about MAP, you're also not familiar with the prices that are being paid for airports around the world either. I would be quite confident that Sydney Airport could be sold for its current valuation and substantially more, but that's only my feeling, and obviously you must be reading different sort of views of what's happening in the asset market around the world. In regard to PwC, as I said earlier, PwC is a top-tier professional services firm, and there are only a limited number of them. It's provided audit services to MAP since its establishment, and is familiar with its structure and assets. And every 6 months, we receive independence declarations by PwC confirming independence from MAP and Macquarie Capital. There are a very small number of major internationally recognised audit firms, and PwC is one of them. Could I ask Mr. Barron of PwC to add any further comments on the independence procedures that PwC have in place?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just confirm again that we are comfortable that we are independent of both the bank and of Macquarie Airport. As the Chairman noted, we have a number of policy features that we adhere to, which are described in the Corporations Act. I am confident, based on my firm's policy and inquiries about the airport,